Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1296. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate just one birthday, that of John Stepan Zamyshnik. But in other segments, we'll hear from some jazz bows, visit some shady ladies, and have a cerebral set. On last week's show, I mentioned that Mamie Smith recorded a song called Jazz Bow Ball, which features a character named Razor Jim. I've played a number of records by the original Memphis Five, founded in 1917 by Phil Napoleon and Frank Signorelli, who sometimes recorded as Jazz Bow's Carolina Serenaders. And I'm reminded of TV personality, musician, comedian, and original host of The Tonight Show, Steve Allen, who in the 1950s recorded a number of what he called hip fables as Al Jazz Bow Collins. But just what does jazz bow mean? Well, among other definitions, jazz bow is a slang term for a jazz musician or performer or jazz enthusiast. And here's a set of rapidly rotating records about some jazz bows, beginning with Bessie Smith.
If that fool was jazz boom.
Yeah, man.
Play me that jazz boom song.
Yowza.
Why
We began that Jazzbo set with Bessie Smith singing about Jazzbo Brown from Memphis Town. Accompanying Bessie were Buster Bailey on clarinet and Fletcher Henderson at the keyboard. Takes 1 and 2 from March 18, 1926 were issued on Columbia 14133-D. Jazzbo Brown from Memphis Town was written by George Brooks. No, not the American saxophonist and composer known for bridging jazz and Indian classical music, but the composer of Send Me to the Electric Chair and other lilting melodies. And you'll be hearing more from George Brooks on next week's show. Jazzbo Brown was followed by the Memphis Jug Band with Jazzbo Stomp. The label of OK8955, recorded November 6, 1934, gives no composer credit, but simply says Hot Dance, which is certainly accurate. We finished up with You Don't Mean Me No Good. So what does that have to do with Jazzbo? Well, it was performed there by Jazzbo Tommy Settlers and his Lowlanders, with Tommy Settlers providing the vocal and playing kazoo. The Lowlanders were Ezekiel Lowe on piano and guitarist Lee Bunkley, but the washboardist is unidentified. That was recorded in Hot Springs, Arkansas on March 18, 1937, released on Mellotone 7-05-79. Tommy Settler's real name may have been Settles. He cut 6 known solo sides for Paramount in 1930 and then disappeared until 1937 when he reappears with a full band to make 4 more sides for the American Record Corporation. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1872 in Cleveland, Ohio, of John Stepan Zamyshnik. He's best known for his photoplay music, tunes composed for use during silent films by pianists, organists, and orchestras. He studied under Antonín Dvořák at the Prague Conservatory in the mid-1890s and returned to the U.S. in 1899, where he worked as a violinist and composer and played in the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. In 1907, he became music director of the Hippodrome Theater in Cleveland, Ohio, and began composing scores for the silent films shown there, which were published by Sam Fox. In 1924, to develop his film music career, Zamyshnik left Cleveland and moved to Los Angeles. He continued to compose photoplay music for general use, but began to work on full film scores. His first, a collaboration with New York composer Hugo Reisenfeld, for the Paramount picture Old Ironsides in 1926. Zamyshnik never used pseudonyms for his photoplay music, but he used as many as 21 different names for his songs, dance music, and salon music, including Arturo de Castro, Josh and Ted, Jane Hathaway, J. Edgar Lowell, and Lionel Baxter. Before his death in Los Angeles on June 13, 1953, he had written nearly 2,000 compositions, and his music was played in hundreds of film theaters every night for almost 15 years. Here are 3 from John Stepan Zamyshnik. Thank you. We started our little tribute to John Stepan Zamyshnik with his 1926 composition, Polly. I love that tune, and I've played it by Percival Mackey, Gerald Mark's Tuller Hotel Orchestra, Constance Mehring and Muriel Pollack, and Harry Hudson's Melody Men. But there you heard it by Zez Confrey and his orchestra. Well, not really. The label of Victor 21010, made August 25, 1927, credits Confrey, and he did record several dozen sides for Victor, but his last foray into the studio was in November of 1924. So why put his name on the label, and who is actually playing? Well, the two pianists on that recording of Polly are Jack Shilkret and Milton Rettenberg, and the orchestra is directed by Jack's brother, Nat Shilkret. Victor thought Polly sounded like a Zez Confrey tune, and so put his name on the label as a marketing ploy. Polly was followed by Prince's band with All America March from Columbia A2138, made August 10, 1916. We finished up with Zamyshnik's tune, Indian Dawn, from Sunset 78, number 1061, made March 15, 1925. This was an instrumental, but there are words, written by Charles O. Roos, recorded for Columbia by contralto Barbara Morell. The small Sunset Record Company was based in Los Angeles and produced records made in the L.A. area. The company's other labels included Hollywood and Silver Screen. Now, much of the rest of the country thinks Californians are, well, maniacs. And so I guess it's fitting that Indian Dawn was performed there by the Californiacs. Absolutely nothing is known about the group, but they made four sides for the Sunset label, and you'll be hearing the other three in an upcoming show. I don't know if it's where the band's name, the Californiacs, came from, but in 1916, Inez Haynes Irwin wrote a witty and engaging essay about how California and its residents are special and different from the rest of America and Americans, titled The Californiacs. According to Ms. Irwin, a Californiac is someone afflicted with Californoia, and is unable to talk about anything but California, and will discourse on California scenery, climate, crops, athletes, art, and so on, ad libitum, ad infinitum, and ad nauseum. Jibes do not stop the Californiac, nor jeers give him pause. Last week, Rita and I went on an adventure in Nevada to visit the ghost town of Rhyolite in Nye County on the eastern boundary of Death Valley, about 120 miles northwest of Las Vegas. The town is named for rhyolite, an igneous rock in the same class as granite, but much less common. Rhyolite sprang up after gold was discovered in the surrounding Bullfrog Hills. The Montgomery Shoshone Mine, the region's biggest, was bought by Charles M. Schwab in 1906, and within a year, the town's population was as many as 5,000. Of particular interest for us was the abandoned train depot, which served not one, but three different railroads. The nearest town to Rhyolite is Beatty, Nevada, and in looking for lodging, the only room I could find was at the Shady Lady Bed and Breakfast. It's actually located in the middle of nowhere, 30 miles north of Beatty, technically in Scotty's Junction. Arriving, we were a bit skeptical, but the Shady Lady is a unique and utterly charming B&B with well-deserved rave reviews from guests. The Shady Lady was, in fact, a brothel until 2014. Our hosts, Nigel and Jennifer, bought it in 2018 and renovated the 60-acre property, and while no longer a brothel, its history is celebrated. Other permanent residents are Paul, who greeted and got us settled in, two dogs, two cats, Bentley and Mau Mau, Esmeralda, the friendly goat, and 50, yes, 50 peacocks. Our second night there, we had a lovely time on the front porch with our hosts and another guest, sipping wine and swapping stories. If you'll be in the area, I highly recommend the Shady Lady Bed and Breakfast. So, with thanks and best wishes to Nigel, Jennifer, and Paul, here's Al Friedman and his orchestra with Shady Lady. Thank you.
Shady lady, shady lady, soon the sun will be shining on us too. Shady lady, shady lady, soon our troubles will fade like bubbles and our skies will be blue. Honey, the past days, we'll be happy at last days. We'll forsake the old pathways and roam where we can live and love alone. Shady lady, who knows, maybe joy and laughter will reign hereafter, my shady lady. Thank you.
shade room, my darling, shade room, my little miss, going back to Harlem.
Would I have nickel, or would I have a dime? Would I have a finger ring to give that girl of mine?
Shade room, my little miss, shade room, my darling, shade room, my little miss, going back to Harlem. Darling,
she'd grow
a lot of
minutes
going back to Harlem.
I can wash dishes while I can sweep the floor. I can kiss the pretty little girl behind the parlor door.
She'd grow a lot of minutes, she'd grow my darling, she'd grow a lot of minutes going back to Harlem.
I love her in the summertime, I love her in the fall. If I can't love her all the time, I won't love none at all.
Shade grow, my little miss, shade grow, my darling, shade grow, my little miss, going back to Harlem.
The Prairie Ramblers with Shady Grove, My Darling on Bluebird B-5322 from September 6, 1933. Shady Grove, My Darling was written by Joe Harris, who was not in the band, but whom you'll be hearing more from and about in September. The Prairie Ramblers were Tex Etchison on violin, guitarist and vocalist Floyd Holmes, Jack Taylor, string bass, and on tenor banjo, Chick Hurt. Before that, violinist Clifford Hayes, Louisville Stompers, with Hayes' composition, Shady Lane Blues. Victor 23407 was recorded in Chicago on February 6, 1929, with Earl Hines on piano. Cal Smith played guitar, and Hens Grundy was the trombonist. We started that Shady Lady set with Al Friedman and his orchestra, and Shady Lady from an Edison test pressing, made April 19, 1929. Francis Groman, Jack Grun, and Josiah Zuro wrote the music, and the Howard E. Johnson lyrics were sung by J. Donald Parker and his trio. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last segment was all about the Shady Lady, but for this segment, here are some Rapidly Rotating Records about some other Shady Ladies.
Daddy, you know I'm in the racket. So I'm Got a job loading sacks. I'll pay you for the cake when I get back. She said, Mister, don't be no ham. What kind of fool do you think I am? Some folk may trust you to come back and pay. I must get mine in front. I'll trust you tomorrow if you'll pay today. Must have mine in front. I trusted your father. He ain't no good. He owes every woman in the neighborhood. Some folk may trust you to come back and pay. I must have mine in front. I mean it. I must have mine in front. Mm-hmm. trust you to come back and pay, but I must get mine in front. I'll trust you tomorrow if you'll pay today. I must get mine in front. I trusted your uncle. He sure is bad pay. He must think I've got my stuff to give away. Some folks may trust you, come back and pay, but I must have mine in front. I mean it, I must have mine in front. Credit, and that old man is going all over town putting me on the fan. Some folks may trust you to come back and pay, but I must get mine in front. Let your money talk, must have mine in front.
One of Five Sides, recorded in Chicago, March 31, 1937, credited to Barrel House Annie. Only two were issued at the time, on Vocalion 03542, If It Don't Fit, Don't Force It, and the side we just heard, Must Get Mine in Front. Just who Barrel House Annie is subject to conjecture. It's been suggested that she's Aletha Dickerson, who was employed by Paramount for 10 years as a pianist, arranger, and songwriter, but it's more likely that Aletha Dickerson is playing piano on that recording, and that Barrel House Annie is a pseudonym for blues and hokum singer Mary Mack, who recorded a number of salacious, semi-veiled, and double entendre titles. But remember, sometimes a jelly roll is just a jelly roll. Before that was another purveyor of suggestive lyrics, Lil Johnson, with Come and Get It, from Vocalion 03530, made March 3, 1937. This Come and Get It is not to be confused with the Come and Get It written by Fats Waller, which he recorded in 1941. We started this Shady Lady set with For Sale, Hannah Johnson's Big Jackass. I played it back in 2015 by Clarence Williams, who composed it, but there you heard the Queen of the Moaners, Clara Smith, singing the Henry Troy lyrics to For Sale, Hannah Johnson's Jackass, made September 25, 1931, on Columbia 14633-D.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
I mentioned on last week's show that Susan McFarland Parkhurst, better known as Mrs. E.A. Parkhurst, in addition to temperance songs, wrote songs on another subject. There was apparently an epidemic of brain songs during the Civil War era, such as Oil on the Brain and Mother on the Brain. Parkhurst contributed at least two titles to the fad, Love on the Brain and Scandal on the Brain. Unfortunately, none of those titles were recorded, that I know of, but here are some other cerebral songs.
Masters and his orchestra present Scatterbrain.
refreshing as the rain. Isn't it a pity that you're such a scatterbrain? When you smile, it's so delightful. When you talk, it's so insane. Still, it's charming chat is scatterbrain. I know I'll end up apoplectic, but there's nothing I can do. It's just the same as being in a hurricane. And though my life will be too hectic, I'm so much in love with you. Nothing else can matter, you're my darling scatterbrain.
The Coon Sanders Orchestra with their hot rendition of Brainstorm from December 8, 1926 on Victor 20390, showing the title as one word, as it should be. I've played Brainstorm by Australian Jimmy Elkins and his Winter Garden Orchestra, but on the label of their Columbia recording, not only do they incorrectly show the title as two words, but they also credit it to J. Saunders instead of Sanders. Before Brainstorm, another variously spelled title, one word, two words, or in this case, correctly hyphenated, Scatterbrain, by Frankie Masters and his orchestra. Scatterbrain was written by Masters with band members Carl Bean and Con Keane, with Frankie himself singing the Johnny Burke lyrics. That became Frankie Master's theme song, and you gotta love the bell chords on Vocalion 4915 from May 25th, 1939. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.